So the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3133, Baruch Hashem, the 21st day of Kislev, Toshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Harav HaGoyen, Harav HaChosid, we give some nice titles over here, Marenu, Reb David Shloime Sheyichya Shapiro from Milwaukee, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, after a long interruption, it was pleasant to me to receive your letter in which you say about the good news of your good health. May it be the will of the blessed Hashem that from here and on, each one of us should be able to give only good news to one another. We should be able to share only good news. Okay, so now the Rebbe says, you put in a whole booklet in your letter about a man who is suffering from this sickness called schizophrenia. Question is he able to divorce his wife? A person, and the person, in order to divorce a woman, the husband has to be in full mental capacity. If he is not, then he is not knowledgeably, if he cannot be considered knowledgeable enough, normal enough, then he can't divorce his wife. He's not doing it. So that's the question. So the Rebbe said, included in these names are various different levels. You know, the name of schizophrenic can include from one extreme to the other extreme. But what is the common denominator about anybody suffering from schizophrenia is that, according by the testimony of the doctors, it's in the same category as in the Talmud, which says that the person is sometimes healthy and sometimes not. He's sometimes healthy and sometimes not. So in other words, and especially the Rebbe says, especially after they use the new medications that they have today, they are able to get a person to become so most of the time it fluctuates. The Rebbe says the exception in the parenthesis is in the two extremes, and that is a person who has totally given up, God forbid, he's given up any hope, then medicine are not going to help him. Or in the positive side, that the person may be just in a situation of being very bleak, melancholy, or very happy, but it's not like he is totally not there. So Rebbe says in some cases, in most cases, it fluctuates, unless in these extreme cases. And so the Rebbe says what it appears from what you write in the beginning of your booklet, this is not the case over here. The Rebbe says there is no point in going into great detail because we haven't done the main investigation, and you didn't get the opinion of the doctor. What exactly is the condition of the case over here, of the person we're dealing with? I can't go into details without knowing what we're dealing with. And it also seems from your letter that you're not just going to go into just a discussion, a debate, but you wanted to find out if you should continue making the effort, continue to investigating, to begin to figure out. As the Rebbe said, for sure, people who are sick, like this individual, there is good hope to heal them, even in their situation, the condition at the time that they're sick, lo yaleinu. In other words, not only because they're going to get better later, but even the time that they're sick, there's a lot of hope that they'll get better. So, basically, he wrote the Rebbe a whole back and forth about the halachic things. So, the Rebbe is saying, basically, you have not figured out yet the exact status or where we're standing, so there's no point in going into halachic debates over here and going in, because the most important thing is we got to know the condition before we can make any ruling, any educated conclusions over here. However, the Rebbe says, he wrote the Rebbe a whole pamphlet with all kinds of halachic ideas. So the Rebbe says, so my letter should not appear empty. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to write several lines as far as the booklet, what you wrote over there. So one of the he has a question that he asked on the Tzemach Tzedek in his response. So the question over there is what determines the status of somebody who is considered to be a shoita. So it says over there is over there. If he just gives away, in the Talmud there is a discussion what constitutes a person who is not mentally stable, considered to be unfit, and he's called a shoita. So over there, the question was, because in the Tzemach Tzedek he brings down, if he just gives away one item, and the Gemara says if you give away in a foolish way, you do three items. So how do we reconcile what the Tzemach Tzedek says with what the Gemara says? And the Rebbe explains the question is, there is various different things that a person who is a shaita, who is not mentally capable, does. Whether they add up to become make him into a fool, like there's like, he has to do like three or four, five different things. And the question is, if you do one of those things, is he considered a fool in all, a shoita in all the other things? So, the point is, he says that it's evidence in the discussion of the Gemara that if you cannot find a reason for why he's behaving even in one thing, which means you know what, I really need to look this over before I go further. This gets a little bit more complicated in the Gemara and beyond what I can teach right now. I'd rather look it over and give you the correct answer. The Rebbe writes him a lot of logical, but as far as the letter goes, the Rebbe tells that it's not a question of yes or no answer, because we don't even know the condition of this schizophrenia. The Rebbe says there is various different levels. There's different, you have to have a diagnosis, and you have to have a proper diagnosis, and without a proper diagnosis, you can't really do that. So, I guess, with that and everything said, we'll call it a day for today. Hopefully, Mitzvah tomorrow. I got this cold right in time for the wedding, so I'm just not feeling so well. So that's why I missed on Friday too. And so hopefully I'll go to the doctor soon and take care of this. So, but in Mitzvah Shem, I'm planning on being on tomorrow, unless, you know, whatever. But you know,
when are you leaving for your trip?
On Sunday. I hear we're gonna have a real cold weekend here also.
Yeah.
I hear it's gonna be 10 degrees here, or even minus.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, just think about this: you're coming to, you go to warm areas the next 2 weeks after that.
So. Yeah, I gotta heal myself first, Emir Tishem. So,
yeah.
Everybody have a great day. Okay. I'll see everybody tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay with. If there's anything I can do, please let
thank
me
you,
know.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye, everyone. Nice to meet you.